Chapter 74, in which we too join the party before saying goodbye to our heroes. There are celebrations all across the galaxy. The claws of Palpatine have finally released their grip, and free people pour into the streets of Coruscant, the plazas of Naboo, and the corridors of Cloud City. And yes, even in the cantinas of Mos Eisley. They cheer for the end of a war and the end of the Empire. And some, like Mon Mothma, are already cheering the start of a new republic. But nowhere is the celebration equal to that on the forest moon of Endor, where the joy of freedom is mixed with the exultation of a battle won against impossible odds.
Yub-nub!
Chant the Ewoks, whooping, dancing, drumming, drinking, and feasting. There's Wicket, who got his wish for adventure, and old Chief Chirpa, who had thought his adventures were behind him. There's Rumba, who won justice for his lost village, and Tebow, and Paplu, and Asha, and many more who had flung themselves into an unwinnable battle and won. Many Ewoks died, and they will be mourned tomorrow and for many, many days after. But tonight, the Ewoks burst with the thrill of gaining what they have all fought for.
Yub-nub!
They repeat this phrase again and again. Yub-nub! Yub-nub! They can't stop. And why should they? It's a chant. It's a song. It's a prayer of thanks to their golden god, C-3PO. C-3PO, in fact, is the only one who knows that it means freedom. But he can't find anyone to tell except R2, who has been rebooted after his misadventure at the bunker and is chirping and whistling happily. All the rebels give a cheer as Lando, Nian Nunba, and Wedge come running in. Han and Chewie rush over to embrace Lando and ask about the Falcon. "Not a scratch," lies Lando with a big smile. And then Luke arrives at last. Everyone crowds around. There are so many questions. Is Vader really dead? The Emperor too? Yes, yes. But he must find Leia, his sister. The only one who knows or can even begin to understand what has just happened. And soon he does, and they embrace. First with relief, then joy, then sadness. The great sadness of their mother and father. But the sorrow cannot last long. Not with the whole galaxy celebrating, and certainly not with their friends, Ewoks and droids and rebels, and a scoundrel and a Wookiee, all calling to them. So they turn to join the celebration. Such a celebration as was never had before and will never be had again. Shall we join them, listener? Yes. Let's dance and laugh and whoop and yell, yub-nub, until the sun comes up over the forest.